a Canadian group led by Mike Allen, the Mike Allen Quartet, plus Hugh Fraser on trombone joining them in this tune. And we heard Miles Black on piano, Adam Thomas on bass, Julian McDonough on drums. This quartet is Western Washington University's in-residence jazz ensemble, Mike Allen Quartet, plus Hugh Fraser on trombone. And we heard them doing a tune called Two Summers, composed by Mike Allen. Mike is playing a couple of gigs in the waning days of the Vancouver Jazz Festival, which is going on right now. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today we're going to be playing some examples of some music you can hear around the area and some look ahead at some upcoming events as well. Next up is the new recording by the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra that plays every Sunday night at Tula's in Seattle. They just had their CD release party a couple of weeks ago, I think it was. And the new CD is called Gimme Some Sugar, Baby. That's the title tune, and it's kind of a new look at the blues, provides lots of space for soloists in here. You'll hear Steve Kirk on trombone, Mike West on tenor, Gordon Brown on alto, and Gary Williams on drums. The Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra, and Gimme Some Sugar, Baby. Beautiful performance of a great tune by Kenny Dorham, played by Jay Thomas and Yoshiro Okazaki, the two trumpet players, with Shuhei Mizuno on piano and Go Shimada on bass and Daisuke Kurata on drums. They were recorded in performance at Mr. Kenny's in Nagoya City last fall. They did an entire evening of music by Kenny Dorham live at Mr. Kenny's in Nagoya. La Mesha, great tune. Before that, we were listening to the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra from the album Gimme Some Sugar, Baby. We heard the title song, which was composed by Jim Cutler. Solos by Steve Kirk on trombone, Mike West tenor, Gordon Brown on alto sax, and Gary Williams on drums from the brand new release by the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. There are jazz festivals going on at both ends of the Salish Sea this weekend. The American Classic Jazz Festival is going on in Lacey with a bunch of bands playing trad jazz. The Uptown Lowdown from Bellevue, also bands from Nashville and San Francisco. They're all playing at St. Martin's University campus in Marcus Pavilion. Also, the Vancouver Jazz Festival is wrapping up. The Victoria Jazz Festival is also just about wrapped up as well. Vancouver Festival will run through July 1st, which is Canada Day. Many free performances today in David Lamb Park in Vancouver. And on Monday, among the groups performing are the Suna Gunlogs Trio, which played last night in Seattle at the Seattle Art Museum Auditorium, part of the Earshot Spring Series. Also Mike Allen, Sharon Minimoto, Cassandra Wilson, Human Feel, Francois Uhl, they're all coming up Monday at the Vancouver International Jazz Festival. Around Seattle, the Alchemy Project, very interesting project going on tonight at the Royal Room. It's a composer-led project and features Sumi Tonoka, Erica Lindsay, Salim Washington, Samantha Boschnick, Willem de Kock, David Arend, Max Wood, and they'll be performing starting at 8 at the Royal Room, and they'll be bringing together a variety of jazz and orchestral work from New York, Philadelphia, Oakland, South Africa, and Seattle. It features musicians from the Jazz Composers Orchestra Intensive, which was presented by the Center for Jazz Studies at Columbia University, and American Composers Orchestra in cooperation with the UCLA Herb Alpert School of Music. A septet debuting 10 new works written for the ensemble tonight at the Royal Room. I'm planning on being there for that. Also tonight, Danny Kolke is doing a live recording session at Boxley's in North Bend. He's calling it Some of My Best Friends. In addition to the Danny Kolke trio, there will be 11 different bass players who've been invited to sit in. This sounds suspiciously like a Joe Venuti joke. At any rate, that's tonight. Monday night, Jim Knapp Orchestra plays at Tula's. Tuesday, Jay Thomas Big Band will be at Tula's. The Owl Jam on Tuesday, and McTuff plays a late set at the Sea Monster. Wednesday, a returning hero, Brad Shepik on guitar, will be performing with a trio at the Royal Room. Jay Thomas has his regular Wednesday night jam with the Cantaloupes at the Ship Canal Grill. And Thursday, Rick Mandyke Quartet with Thomas Marriott will be playing at Tula's. Not a lot going on the 4th of July. I think a lot of clubs are going to be closed, but the Latona Happy Hour will probably still be happening, and that's a late afternoon gig starting about 5 o'clock. And Saturday and Sunday, next weekend, another special project I'm very interested in. It's the Playing for Change group, which draws on musicians from all around the world. And some marvelous videos are available for this as well. Check it out. They're playing at Jazz Alley next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Let's continue here with the Danny Kolke Trio, which is hosting these bass players. Should be an interesting photo op as well as an interesting recording op as well this evening at Boxley's. Here's the Danny Kolke Trio with John Hamer on bass and Greg Williamson on drums. Danny Kolke at the piano and remembering Horace Silver and Song for My Father. Thank you. That's kind of a strange little piece by the group McTuff, with Joe Doria on organ, Andy Coe on guitar, and Tariq Abu Zid on drums. That's called Neighbor's Ivy, composition by Joe Doria from Volume 3 of McTuff called The Root. The group plays regularly at the Sea Monster in Seattle and Wallingford District. Before that, we were listening to Danny Kolke Trio from the album Sunday Nights, recorded live at Boxley's with Danny Kolke at the piano, John Hamer on bass, and Greg Williamson on drums. And that was their tribute to Horace Silver, Song for My Father by Horace Silver. Danny Kolke's trio is going to be joined by 11 bass players, or at least 11 have been invited. Let's see if they all show up tonight, and they're going to do a live recording session. That should be pretty wild. Also tonight, a very interesting project I'm planning on looking in on. This is Sumi Tanoka and Alchemy Project. Alchemy, you know, is turning one material into another. Lead into gold, I think, was the original plan. But I think they're starting higher up the elements. Wonderful performers and composers. Sumi Tanoka, piano. Erica Lindsay, tenor. Salim Washington, woodwinds. Samantha Bosnick, trumpet. Willem de Kock on trombone. David Aaron, bass. And Max Wood on drums. There are 5 different composers in the group. They'll all be contributing music to this, rehearsing this new music all week. They've come in from New York, Philadelphia, Oakland, South Africa, and Seattle, and they're pooling their resources in a jazz composers project that will be presented one time only tonight at the Royal Room. That starts at 8 o'clock. This is new music. We have no examples of it to share with you, but I do have a recording that was made a few years ago by Sumi Tanoka and Erica Lindsay, 2 of the principals in this project. And at the time, I think Sumi was living in Philadelphia and Erica Lindsay upstate New York, and they got together for this project, which was titled Initiation and included original compositions by both composers and performers. Here they are together doing a composition by Sumi Tanoka. It's called Mingus Mood. Thank you. The Jim Knapp Orchestra and one of Jim Knapp's compositions and arrangements titled Kennewick Man. As he points out, like many of my tunes, he says the title has nothing to do with the music. The soloists were Ingrid Jensen on trumpet and Rob Davis on tenor saxophone with the Jim Knapp Orchestra from the album Secular Breathing. The band is going to be playing on Monday night at Tula's. And before that, we were listening to Erika Lindsay and Sumi Tonoka. Erika Lindsay's tenor saxophone and Sumi Tonoka at the piano, and Sumi's composition titled Mingus Mood. And they are two of the members of this septet that's playing tonight at the Royal Room, doing all original music composed by members of the group. It should be something really spectacular. I'm looking forward to hearing it tonight at the Royal Room at 8. And that's it for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community